One of the biggest riffs the band have been working on has become the song Birds of Prey.
We had a writing session in Portugal, I think it was. Anyway, we've been working all day on some complicated thing, and it wasn't really kind of swinging and hanging together. And Pacey came up and he said, "Got any riffs?" I said, "How about this?" That's what I had. Monumental riff, and it just happened to coincide with something that when we got to Nashville and started working with Bob, he said, "I want some space. I want a big, slow groove going on, something like bum, bum, bah, what something like that." And I went, "Ha, ah, that riff would fit perfectly over that."
Almost, right?
Still working on the voice leading.
Okay, no problem. Take your time, it's beautiful. Take your time and make it a part you can remember, because I will be asking you to double it. Yep. That's gorgeous. So I want you to double it. I'll bring you the instrument.
Is that the back? I wonder what that was for.
Here you go.
Because Ian Gillan always calls guitar players banjo players.
Never mind, it was a joke. Yeah, I want you to double it. Let's double it with like the Fender. Let's get something high and bell-like. We did brain. Okay, same thing here. We need to get the first one of those from there.
Isn't that what he would do?
Something like that. Yeah.
Like a counter melody answer.
That's nice. Just stay with it. Be patient. Stay with it. Just keep playing that beautiful top note. Stay on it until you can't stand to be on it any longer. And then go.
I did.
We got lots of noodly soloing. Lots and lots. But we don't have moments like that. One more time. We'll be right back.
I was trying to give you some long notes.
That's beautiful. You gave me so much to work with. That's fantastic. And he thinks he sucks, which is the most amazing part of it. Amazing. He's phenomenal.
Do have to put a lot of faith and trust in Bob. Now, I'm going to be walking away from this not having, you know, finished copies of everything I've done, or even finished compilations. But I just know, I know that there's enough there where he can, you know, like we just did the solo, like you were there. He's like, just give me an ending on that. And I didn't even listen for a playback. I trust him that much.
And that's it. That's all she wrote. Steve Morse, you're fired. Get out.
All right. I can do stuff at home, remember?
What part of that was great?
Don't you get? I know.
I'm sure you're going to look, you're going to listen through some of this stuff, and you're going to be like,
you're fine.
Can you do this again, man?
No, you did it great. You did it great.
I really hope that he knows what he's doing, but he does.
Yeah, that was fun. Great job. You're amazing, man. I'm sorry for all the homework. I'll be with you. Take it easy.
The only musicians left in the studio now are Roger and Don. But just as he's warming up for his solo overdubs, Don gets a surprise call from his son.
My son Colin loves coming out on tour, and he came out with his girlfriend. He said, keep Wednesday free. You know, and I thought he wanted to do the Nashville tour because he's very into Johnny Cash and Elvis and Sun Studios. I thought he wanted to go to RCA studio too. So I thought, well, that'll be good. So he let him know he got engaged when he arrived. So I said, have you set the date? He said, yeah, Wednesday. So, I said, which Wednesday? This Wednesday. So they booked a place out in Tennessee at a park, and out we went.
It's not many times in your life you get to do something like this, an ad hoc wedding, out of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere.
Roger gave the bride away. Pictures. My other son Mike was best man. It was wonderful. It came as a surprise.